Once you start down the rabbit trail of liturgical living, you learn all sorts of other surprising things, such as the fact that liturgically, the new year begins with Advent, or that technically, one might celebrate Christmas until February 2nd. Technicalities are interesting, but they are not the main point. What is? That we need a liturgical year. To everything there is a season, we've all heard time and time again, but the quote is often used in reference to circumstances in life that are out of our control. There will be sadness, there will be joy, but we live passively if ruled by these circumstances alone. There's a kind of triumph that comes with living by another set of peaks and valleys, a broader and grander form of seasons. To be able to rise above our individual sorrow and happiness, our individual sufferings, and to unite ourselves to the great sorrow and the even greater happiness, to unite our story to the story of humanity, that is where the human soul triumphs. That is where we find meaning and union with each other and with our Creator. Liturgical living is, thankfully, in vogue right now. If you want to find a way to celebrate St. Patrick's Day or Candlemas or Pentecost, you're sure to find it on the internet or by asking around. But one thing I've noticed about these resources is that they tend to be geared toward mothers, especially homeschooling mothers, and children. There are crafts galore and picture books for almost every saint's day. But what about the whole family, the men especially? What about the community? What if you're just not that great at crafts or following obscure recipes? A few months ago, I read Kristin Lavrans' Daughter, and it filled me with longing for a time and place in which our whole environment was infused with faith. During Lent, the world smelt and felt of Lent. During Christmas, the whole world smelt and felt of Christmas. Could that kind of environment be created today? Yes. Enter Maria von Trapp. Most of us know her from the beautiful movie The Sound of Music. Well, she's one of those people for whom the reality seems even better than the modified story. Maria was a true homemaker. In her home, everything was meaningful. Every action, every tradition, every day was a part of a larger framework. Maria lived liturgically, but not like a hobby or a thing she was just trying out. The liturgical year structured the way the Trapps prayed, the way they dressed, the music they sang, and the books they read, the way they ate, and, quite importantly, the way they played. Maria shares her family's liturgical traditions in this joyful book, filled with ideas for games and advice on giving good parties, dancing, wedding feasts, and much more. She offers recipes, not my strong suit, as well as descriptions of bonfires and intense fasts, suggestions for hymns and secular music, a powerful defense of the Sunday, and much wisdom about family living and the meaning of life. Indeed, for her, the meaning of life can even be summed up in its ending, or beginning, which Maria, of course, approaches so beautifully. Here we come to realize the true reason the Church takes so many pains to teach us how to celebrate, how to live life as one long, uninterrupted, solemn feast. She does this so that on the crucial day, we shall be able to apply the wisdom gathered over a long time and celebrate as the greatest feast of all our departure for the heavenly Jerusalem. If we show our children the festive side of this great sacrament, we may be sure that when the day comes, they will not kneel around our bed sobbing and crying, but all of us together will be able to answer the priest with a peaceful heart. If you love me, we will say to our dear ones in the words of our Lord, you should rejoice with me because I